Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, episode 207 of season 2 on this beautiful Tuesday morning, February the 19th. It is a chilly one out there, but the sun is shining. It's going to be a great day. I hope y'all had a wonderful President's Day yesterday. I took some time out to serve at the church and help paint the TE Kids section of the hallway, which was a lot of fun. I'll tell you this, one thing I absolutely hate doing is painting, but when you're serving God, those things tend to not bother you so much. And I'll tell you, I actually enjoyed it. Had fun with those who were there, and best of all, my daughter enjoyed her time with a couple of girls her age watching movies in the theater, kids' theater, I will call it. It's more like their little own mini auditorium. And they watched some movies, hung out, and played, and it was a good time. So all is well. Interesting thing happened last night. I had this wild injury on my right middle finger. It's a finger I broke way back in like the 7th grade playing basketball, maybe the 8th grade. I can't really remember when it was, but I could not bend it late last night. I'm like, what in the heck happened? Thought I broke it or like strained it. I don't even know if you can strain your finger, but anyways, it hurt really bad. Couldn't bend it. It was still real sore this morning, and now it is gone. So praise God that my finger's back to normal. I can bend my fingers the correct way, hold a pen, do the things I need to do. It's fantastic. Anyway, Transformation Tuesday, Take Control Tuesday. This is it, folks. This week's off to a great start. Again, President's Day was a nice day off with my daughter. I really enjoyed that. But now it's time to dive in and get ready to crush the rest of this week. Got a lot of good things happening for me. Going to be doing a leadership conference the next 2 days online. I'm excited for that. And then Friday, car repairs and some personal things that got to get done in my life on Friday. Then a weekend with my daughter. So, that said, being a single parent's always hard. And I think those of you out there who are single parents know that. Co-parenting's not the easiest thing in the world. But one thing I'm dedicated to doing, and I really hope y'all get this today, because all parents should understand and want to do this as well, and it's become the best parent you can be. There is a ton of resources out there for parents to learn from and to read and learn what our children are dealing with in today's world, because it's not the world we grew up in, that's for sure. And I'm reading a wonderful book right now called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 10 Secrets that Every Father Should Know. One chapter into this book, and it's already got me interested to really buckle down and try to be the best I can be. What I've taken so far is that literally fathers out there listening to this podcast, and if you're listening to this podcast and you have fathers in your life that want to do better for your children, send them to this book, because men, specifically fathers, are the most important player in a daughter's life. Our relationship with our daughter really sets the stage for what they're going to expect the rest of their lives. We play a different role than mothers, and it's more of a teaching and guiding role that we really have to embrace and not be afraid of. And one thing I've always been since I've become a parent is all in. And I will do whatever I can to learn to be the best parent I can be and do what's best for my daughter in every situation. Am I perfect? No. Have I made mistakes? Yes. Am I learning though? Absolutely. And one of my main goals is to build on communication. And that's what I want to talk about today. With today's power of three, is we got to communicate better, folks. We really, really do. And especially for those of us in co-parenting situations, we have got to put our differences aside and learn to communicate with each other. Because ultimately, our children come first. It's time to put our selfish needs behind us and do what is best for our children. And I see this on social media all the time, that parents just don't get it. Like, I don't understand how hard it is for others to not put their children first. I don't get it. You know, I didn't have a father. My mother raised my sister and I, and because of that, I knew I would never let that happen to my child. And I am willing to do what needs to be done. Is it going to be easy? No. But we have to put our differences aside and communicate with the other parent for the best interests of our children. I could talk about this for hours, but it's going to be part of today's Power 3, so let's just get rolling. Number one, as long as we live, because we are human, we will always make mistakes. And remember, others are going to make mistakes also. God forgave us, so we need to forgive others who have hurt us. This, I've been talking about this on the last few episodes. Forgiveness is not the easiest thing in the world. And I got some material here I want to talk, or some material for this topic that I want to bring up is, look, we're all sinners. If you look in the Bible, God says we have all fall short of His standard. So, that said, we have got to get better at understanding what forgiveness is and forgiving those who have hurt us. Doesn't mean we need to forget it. It just means that we have got to forgive like Jesus forgave us. Overlooking these wrongs is an ultra important concept. Doesn't mean that what happened wasn't painful. It doesn't mean that we have to immediately offer the same level of trust to that person. But forgiveness simply removes the power of the offense that hurt us. Let me say that again. Forgiveness removes the power of the offense that hurt us. We're going to make mistakes. Let's try to forgive others because they aren't perfect either. If somebody's offended you, we got to remember we offend people too. And it's time to learn what forgiveness is and how important that role plays. So, hashtag forgive, hashtag control your temper, hashtag learn to forgive. Proverbs 19:11 says, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. God will bless those who forgive others. That's what I take from that Bible verse. And then there's 1 Peter 3:9. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Because this is what we are called to do so that we may inherit blessings. For the life of me, I will never understand why some people can't accept compliments and they have a hard time understanding why you're nice to them. I will always compliment my daughter's mother and be nice to her no matter what. Now, was I always? Probably not. By no means am I this perfect, amazing guy that has done everything correctly in this relationship. But what I'm willing to do is get better and learn. That's step one. Okay, we've all been in these situations and have hurt people and people have hurt us. That weight we carry when we hold grudges plays a huge role in our lives for everyone around us and our entire situation that we have going on. We can't get better if we don't forgive. I can't stress that enough. There's another great Bible verse for this also. It's Leviticus 19:18. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone, but love your neighbor as you love yourself. If we could really do this, could you imagine how much better the world would be if we treated others the way we really wanted to be treated? Look inside yourself. Again, this goes back to what I said yesterday, respecting yourself and making sure people treat you the way you truly deserve starts within you. if you let people handle you a certain way, that's what you're going to get, those results. But you have to stand up and battle for yourself against those in your life who come against you. And that starts again. Look at your heart. Where's your heart at? What are you allowing into your life? What are you allowing people to do to you and how they treat you? Start there. All right. Moving on. Number two, improving our communication is the difference, or improving communication can be the difference between what we mean and how we present it. What I mean is, in a conversation when you're talking to somebody, most people aren't just monotone with the same voice. It's so much harder through text to hear emotion and to hear how people actually want to present something. It could come off totally different. This happens in conversation all the time. I know I've said some things that have came off the wrong way, or maybe even I shouldn't have totally said. And I really, really apologize to everybody out there that I've ever hurt or offended. I'm definitely not the person I was then that I am now, and God is guiding me to learn and be better in those areas. And again, that's what growth is. You've got to learn and be willing to put forth the effort to go back and apologize to the people that you hurt and forgive them for also hurting you. But what I mean is, the words we speak definitely have ramifications. We really need to practice our communication skills. We can't get better at something if we're not willing to do something about it. Matthew 12:37 says, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Two things here. Either our words are going to be for the better of a conversation, or they're going to be for the worse. This is part of communication that we need to get better at, so people understand what we really want to say versus how they take it. Because oftentimes, and I know I've been at fault of this too, is where I'll say one thing but totally have meant another. So a part of that's really getting to know the people around you. And it's hard to do when you don't speak to them. So think about that. Think about what we can do to improve our communication, not only for the relationships in our lives that matter, but as parents as well. Communicating with our kids is huge. They literally listen and believe everything we say. Be careful what you're telling them, and be careful how you're presenting it, because they're going to copy you later down the road. Be who you want your children to be. Quote, "Communication is a skill that you can learn. It's like riding a bike or typing. If you're willing to work at it, you can rapidly improve the quality of every part of your life." End quote, Brian Tracy. That right there says what I was just saying. You know, we learn to ride a bike, we learn typing, or, you know, we learn to walk. If you can learn that, then we can learn how to improve the quality of communication. But you have to be willing to do so. You can't force people to understand you if you're not willing to listen to them. And I think that's something we all need to work on. I know I'm trying my best to work on that as well, as to listen to the other side of the story without reacting. And I'll tell you, for someone as stubborn as I am, that's pretty difficult, but I'm doing it, and I'm willing to do it. You've got to be willing. That's the key for today in this topic. Number three, the world would be a better place if we went to others and had conversations about our views rather than taking to social media for everything. I don't know what it is about today's world, and I'm guilty of this myself. I have definitely went to social media to vent several times in the past, and realized today that that was probably some of the biggest mistakes I've ever made in relationship. I can't take any of that back, because once you post something on social media, it's there forever, and it's never being erased. And I see what TimeHop and Facebook remind me of on a daily basis of posts from years past, and I'm sad. I am truly sad for a lot of the posts I've had in the past, for the ignorance that I was portraying, and just being out of control because of this. I wasn't putting God first and letting Him guide me. Again, I say this almost every single episode. We have got to put God first and things change. When I was living life my way, I can't even begin to imagine the reminders on social media, through TimeHop, through Facebook, that are just, I'm reading these posts like, my goodness, what was I thinking? I'm sorry for the people that I've offended and I've hurt. I'm doing better to get better and improve my life. But here's the key. I'm willing to do that. Are you out there willing to put your pride aside and do what's best for you and those around you? We've got to really think that and do that, because not only does our satisfaction and emotion and well-being depend on it, if we're parents, our children depend on it as well. Matthew 7:12 says, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." I can't stress enough again what getting into the Word of God can do for your life. Following Jesus is life-changing. I know it's changed me for the better over the last year and a half, and I can't wait to see how much more growth I can have by being all in. And I wish that for all of you out there today. If we are not willing to do something about our situations, nothing will ever change. But we have got, especially parents, we have got to learn to communicate with the parents of our children and with our children so that we can guide them in a better direction. Ultimately, this is going to come down to putting our pride aside and then putting our selfish needs behind us. A little bit more about Matthew 12:37 that I love is this. God is telling us that there are consequences for our behavior, our actions, and our words, not only in this world, but in the kingdom as well. So what we need to do is learn to be clear on what we're saying because of this. For out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you want good things to happen, you got to learn to speak good things and communicate better. That's what it all comes down to. Folks, it's Tuesday, February the 19th. I hope you're all having a wonderful morning. I know I got a lot to say, and I'm going to get off the topic here a little bit because my Bible reading this morning was just incredible, and I want to talk about that. The parable of the sower. It is Mark chapter 4, all the way up to, well, it's Mark chapter 4, 1 through, I believe, 20. It's an interesting story of Jesus talking about planting seeds and watching them grow. And where you plant your seeds is where you'll get your fruit, or how your fruit will grow. Are you bearing fruit, rather, is what I should say. And what I need to say is this. Let me find it here real quick. That's how far behind I am. I could just read the whole chapter, but I'm not going to do that. But really, are we planting the right seeds and taking hold of them and really getting the fruit that we deserve from them? I think it's this right here. Yeah. Okay. Start at chapter, or verse 13, chapter 4 of the book of Mark. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word so that people are like seed along the path. When the word is sown, as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away what the word was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word at once, receive it with joy, but since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Then there's others, like seeds sown on good soil. They hear the word, they accept it, and they produce a crop. What are we doing with the word that we are learning? Think about that. Get into the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse, 13 through 20, I believe. Read the whole thing from 1 through, 1 through 20. Get in there, check it out. Just study that today, and then email me or text me if you have questions and you want to share your thoughts on it. Because I think that we all are learning the Word of God differently, but we're all applying it differently, or maybe not applying it. We've got to really get to the point where we are producing fruit from what we are studying. Okay, that is the ultimate goal for what I do here at Life Accelerated, what I'm doing in my life, and how I help you all out there listening is to get some knowledge and apply it to your life. I know this is a longer episode than usual, and thank you for staying on and listening a little bit longer today. I truly do appreciate that. Folks, that's all I have for today. Tuesday, February the 19th. Get out there and enjoy the sunshine. It's going to be a beautiful day. Folks, I love you. Again, thank you for continuing to listen. Remember to get to the house this weekend. I'm going to remind y'all every day this week that God is moving at the Experience Church in Bridgeport, and He wants you to be a part of it. Have a blessed and wonderful day, and come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.